Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and today we're going to learn a lot.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. That's my first name, not my middle name. Today's topic is language.
And our title is, What's Your Middle Name? What's your middle name? So, Peter, what happened on yesterday's show?
Well, we learned what James's middle name is. It's Alex. And we learned that Alex doesn't have a middle name yet.
Yeah, so today I think he will pick one. I'm excited to find out what he will pick. But first, friends, let's read it together. Here's Peter.
Susie's middle name is Diane. It's her grandmother's name. Parents often name their children with relatives' names. Rob's name doesn't come from a relative, but his Chinese name is a lot like his father's name. Alex likes the name Super. Linda doesn't like Alex's decision. Super is a foolish middle name. Do you agree? But Linda shouldn't worry. Taylor will talk to Alex.
So we learned more about middle names today, and we learned why people have these names.
Yes, usually there is a story or a reason why you have a middle name.
Yeah, there might be some family history to your first or your middle name.
Yes, I would say that more people have a reason for their middle names, and their first name is just because the parents like that name.
That's right. Well, this might also be a good day to review and learn family vocabulary, too. But first, let's go to Christina. She needs to show us our keywords for today.
Hello, Susie的名字除了姓和名之外,还有一个middle name,就是Diane. 事实上,Diane是她祖母的名字。 Susie的父母为了纪念或者是向祖母致意,就以祖母的名字作为她的middle name. Susie's parents gave her this name. 名词parent指父亲或是母亲,所以父母在取名字的时候常常会用亲戚的名字作为小孩的中间名。Their middle names usually come from their relatives. 名词relative就是亲戚。Alex想要用super做自己的middle name。 Linda 听了有点不敢恭维, 她不喜欢这个决定。 She doesn't like the decision. 名词 decision就是决定。 Linda 觉得 super这个名字太荒谬好笑了。 That's a foolish middle name. 形容词 foolish 可以表达愚蠢的, 也可以表示荒谬好笑的。 你觉得呢? 你赞同 Linda的想法吗? Do you agree? 动词 agree就是赞同赞成。 看样子Linda真的很受不了这个middle name. Taylor跟Linda说,别担心,我去跟他说一说。Don't worry, I'll talk to him. 动词worry就是担心忧虑。
Today is my grandmother's birthday.
What's your grandmother's name?
Diane.
Isn't Diane your middle name?
Yes, my parents gave me my grandmother's name.
That's nice. It's good to remember our relatives.
I agree. Is Rob the name of one of your relatives?
No, but my Chinese name is a lot like my father's name.
We start by talking about Diane. Wait, who is Diane?
Peter, Diane is the name of Susie's grandmother.
But why are we talking about Susie's grandmother?
Well, because today is her birthday.
Oh, I know someone else that has the name Diane.
Let me see if I can guess. It's probably someone in the office. Oh, yes. Wait, no. Hey, I can't think of anyone in the office with the name Diane. Or at least I can't remember.
Well, it's not their first name. Diane is their middle name. And that person is Susie. Her middle name is Diane, to remember her grandmother.
Oh, wow. That's a great way to remember someone's name, or even that person. Let's learn more about this word remember with Christina.
Rob 说, it's good to remember our relatives. 我们来看看动词 remember。我们通常都把它当作记得的意思用。比如 I remember turning off the light. 我记得已经关灯了。记起已经做的事就用 remember doing something。如果你用 remember to do something, 就表示这件事还没有做但是要记得去做。比如说 please remember to call him tomorrow, 记得明天要打电话给他。今天 Rob 说 It's good to remember our relatives. 这里的 remember 比较像是纪念的意思。所以 remember 可以当纪念的意思用。所以 Susie 的父母把她的中间名取作 Diane, 就是为了纪念她的祖母。It is to remember her grandmother.
Thanks, Christina. I think we know this word pretty well.We have to remember things for a test. But when we use the word remember here, it means more to us.
Yes, to have a middle name to remember someone is to honor them or that you want them to be a part of your personal history.
This is a very common reason why people give someone a name. It could be a grandparent or a parent or a relative.
That's right.So this is also known as a family name. For Susie, Diane is a family name. More than one person in her family have it.
I have also heard of other people that name their child after a good friend or a person from history.
Yeah, many people in America have Christian names. These names come from the Bible.
Yes, my name is from the Bible.There was a man in history named Peter. He was very important to the church. I like that. It is a way for me to remember him in my life.
Hey, that's great. Well, parents will give their child a name. And quite often, it is the name of a grandparent.
So, to review, your parents are your mom and dad, mother and father.And your grandparents are your mom and dad's parents.
Yes, your grandmother and your grandfather. Well, that was a lot of fun. But friends, right now it's time for a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English.
Wondering, we all have names, right? But what about pet names? How are pet names different?
Oh, well, pet names are a lot of fun. You can call your pet whatever you want. Confetti, pizza, or even Super. Wait, Super? Doesn't Alex want the middle name Super?
I think he does. He might want to think about it, though. All right, friends. Right now, it's time to go to Conversation B. Let's watch together.
Taylor, will you please talk to Alex?
Okay. Why?
His foolish new middle name. He wants to call himself Alex Super.
That's funny.
Funny?It's childish.
Maybe, but it's his decision.
I know, but he shouldn't be so silly. Please have him change it.
Okay, don't worry. I'll talk to Alex.
If you remember from earlier, Alex does not have a middle name.
Oh, Peter, I don't know if you heard, but Alex picked a middle name for himself.
So what is the name he picked for himself?
It is Super. Alex Super.
Alex Super. That's...
I know. It's stupid.
No, that's Super.
But Peter, Super isn't even a real name. That's foolish.
Well, it's his decision.
No, it's your decision.
No, it's all of your decision. It's your decision, and that's today's
calendar phrase.
It's your decision.
It's your decision.
这是你的决定。
What should I name my new puppy?
It's your decision.
How about Benji?
It's your decision.
How about Max?
It's your decision.
How about Lucky?
Woof! Woof, 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 woof.
Okay, I'll call you Lucky.
Oh, it's the dog's decision.
It's your decision.
It's your decision.
这是你的决定。
That was a very fun calendar phrase. But Alex's new middle name is not. It is childish.
I think it's funny.
But a middle name should have some meaning to it. He can't just do that.
Okay, you have a point. He is being a little childish. And this is a great word to learn more about. Here's Christina for more on it.
Alex 想给自己取一个 middle name 叫做 Super. Linda 不但觉得这个名字很蠢而且还很幼稚。她说 It's childish. 形容词 childish 是说人孩子气的意思。它多少有一点点贬义的意思。引申的说就是觉得对方幼稚又傻里傻气的。所以你如果对人说 Don't be so childish, 就是说别那么幼稚了。另外有一个形容词叫做 childlike。这个形容词是由 child 和 like 两个字组合而成的。like 可以表达像什么样子的意思，所以 childlike 就表示像孩子一样。它引申用来描述某个人像孩子一般的天真单纯，它比较是一个正面的形容词。所以 childish 和 childlike 意思是不一样的，不要弄错咯。
Thanks, Christina.So, Peter, do you think that Alex will keep this middle name Super?
I don't know. It's a little silly, but it's his decision.
Well, we have learned the word pick, and also we talked about the word choose. But this word decision is also useful.
Hey, Marie, you can either have a new pair of shoes or a new dress, but you can only pick one.Which do you choose?
Oh, that's so hard to pick just one. Shoes or a dress? I don't know. I can't choose. I can't make a decision.
Oh, well, don't worry about it. Decisions are hard to make. But Alex might have to make a decision. Linda wants to change it. Let's learn more about this sentence with Rebecca.
Hi friends, it's that time of day when you get to learn a new grammar point. Are you ready? Okay, well here we go. If you want to politely ask someone to do something, you can use this grammar point. For example, please have Susie call me, or please have John do his homework. Ready? Then go on and use it!
Thanks, Rebecca. So when we ask for someone to do something, you put please in front of the sentence.
Yes, that's right. It makes the sentence more polite. And you can tell someone to do something, but please does help.
Well, I have an example. Friends, please review with us. Let's review those keywords together.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Parent. Parent. She lives with her parents in London.
Relative. Relative. Martin is a relative. He's my uncle.
Decision. Decision. Red or blue? I need to make a decision.
Foolish. Foolish. Don't play with fire. Don't be foolish.
Agree. Agree. I agree with Nina. Let's get a taxi.
Worry. Worry. I worry about Francis. He's very silly. Friends, those are our key words. Make sure to keep on practicing. Now, let's go over our lesson one more time.
Today is my grandmother's birthday.
What's your grandmother's name?
Diane.
Isn't Diane your middle name?
Yes. My parents gave me my grandmother's name.
That's nice. It's good to remember our relatives.
I agree. Is Rob the name of one of your relatives?
No, but my Chinese name is a lot like my father's name.
Taylor, will you please talk to Alex?
Okay. Why?
His foolish new middle name. He wants to call himself Alex Super.
That's funny.
Funny? It's childish.
Maybe, but it's his decision.
I know, but he shouldn't be so silly. Please have him change it.
Okay, don't worry. I'll talk to Alex.
Well, friends, I know we've talked a lot about names, but we have another thing we should talk about. Nicknames. Or this can be a shorter version of your name. Well, we all know Teacher Rebecca. If you want to say a shorter name, you can say Becky.
That's right. And how about Elizabeth? I have a friend whose name is Elizabeth, but her name is kind of long, so everyone calls her Liz.
I have a friend whose name's William, but most people call him Will.
That's right. And also for Will, sometimes people can say Bill, right?
That's right. Well, let's keep going. The last one I want to talk about is Christopher. Many people are just called Chris. Now, most English names have a meaning. Do you know the English meaning for your name? Well, Peter means rock or stone.
Oh, hey, I think your name is a very strong name. Well, Ruth means friend, and Gordon means big hill.
Do you have a friend named Amy? That means love.
Yeah, and Matthew means gift of God.
There are other names like Rose, Lily, Daisy, Violet. These are flowers.
Yes, and they're all very beautiful names. Hey, I like the name Ginger. Isn't that a wonderful name? Let's join her now. It's time to watch Jungle Chit Chat.
Ginger, you look sad.
I am sad. My name is Ginger.
Ginger is a great name.
I know, but I want a middle name.
Well, okay. What middle name do you want?
I don't know.
How about Jane?
Ginger Jane. No.
How about Judy?
Ginger Judy. No.
Well, what name do you want?
I want a name that sounds beautiful.
How about...
Wait! I know the perfect middle name.
Oh, what's that?
Banana Girl.
Ginger Banana Girl?
Yes, Ginger Banana girl. What a beautiful name.
Ginger?
No, call me Ginger Banana Girl.
Hello everyone, I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I've just finished writing this letter. Now, I'm going to sign it. I'll write my name, Jack W. Cow. I have three names, first, middle, and last. My middle name is William, but I usually only write W when I sign something. How do you sign your name?
Names are important in every culture. In some Western countries, people have a first name, a middle name, and a last name. The last name is the family name. So for a girl named Mary Catherine Smith, Smith is her last name. Her first and middle names are Mary and Catherine. Often, a person's middle name is given for a special reason. Sometimes it's the name of a favorite relative. Sometimes it can be the mother's maiden name. That would be her last name before she was married. Or the middle name might be taken from a famous person. Sometimes a person will have more than one middle name. For example, the famous English writer J.R.R. Tolkien has two middle names. His complete name is John Ronald Reuel Tolkien.
I signed my letter. Now I can mail it. I always sign my name the same way. I don't write my whole middle name William. I just write W. A lot of people do that with their middle names. But when I was little and I did something wrong, my mother called me by my full name, Jack William Cow. Then I knew I was in big trouble. Well, that's all the time we have for today. See you next time on Jack's File.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. And remember to think about your name. Almost every name has a meaning. Make sure yours is important to you as well.
Yeah, because a lot of people might even start calling you that name. All right, friends, join us tomorrow for a great new show right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.